Lesson 27. He is not here, for he is risen. Matthew chapter 28, Luke chapter 24, John chapters 20 through 21. Purpose: to help class members feel gratitude for the Savior's resurrection and the blessings it brings us. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 15. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. Mary Magdalene and other women come to Jesus' tomb and find it empty. Angels announce that Jesus has been resurrected. Peter and John come to see the empty tomb. The risen Lord appears to the women. B. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Jesus walks and talks with two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They do not recognize him until he breaks bread for them. C. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Luke chapter 24, verses 33 through 53. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Jesus appears to his apostles, shows them that he has been resurrected, and commands them to teach the gospel to all nations. Thomas feels the wounds in Jesus' hands, feet, and side. D. John chapter 21. Jesus appears again to some of the apostles at the Sea of Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee. He commands Peter, "Feed my sheep." 2. Additional reading, Mark chapter 16, Bible Dictionary, Resurrection, page 761. 3. Ask a class member to prepare to summarize the account of Jesus and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 32. 4. If the following pictures are available, use them during the lesson. Burial of Jesus, item number 62180, Gospel Art Picture Kit 231. Jesus' Tomb, item number 62111, Gospel Art Picture Kit 232, or The Empty Tomb, Gospel Art Picture Kit 245. Mary and the Resurrected Lord, item number 62186, Gospel Art Picture Kit 233. Jesus Shows His Wounds, item number 62503, Gospel Art Picture Kit 234. And the Resurrected Jesus Christ, item number 62187, Gospel Art Picture Kit 239. 5. Suggestion for teaching. The Lord's commandment to Peter, "Feed my sheep," John chapter 21, verses 16 and 17, applies to all teachers. Prayerfully seek ways to make the spiritual food of the Scriptures appealing to class members so they will want to feast on it. See Teaching, No Greater Call, item number 36123, pages 5 through 7. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Relate the following story told by Elder James M. Paramore. Many years ago, a writer for a newspaper was asked an important question. What would be the most important news the world could receive? How would you answer this question? Elder Paramore continued. The writer thought and thought about the question. He talked to many people and read all he could in an effort to find an answer for himself. And finally, he printed his answer. To know that Jesus Christ lives today would be the most important news the world could receive. In fact, if he lives today, then we too will live eternally as he said. In Conference Report, October 1990, page 80, or Ensign, November 1990, page 64. Display the pictures listed in the preparation section. Explain that the disciples' sorrow at Christ's death was replaced with unspeakable joy at his resurrection. We too can rejoice in the knowledge that Christ was resurrected. Leave the pictures on display. Refer to them at appropriate points in the lesson. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss with class members how their knowledge of the resurrection affects their daily lives. Rather than trying to determine the exact order of events surrounding the resurrection, each gospel writer gives a slightly different order. Focus on the testimonies of the resurrection given in each gospel account. 1. Mary Magdalene and other women are witnesses of the resurrected Lord. Discuss Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 15, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12, and John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that after Jesus was crucified, his body was wrapped in clean linen cloths and placed in a tomb belonging to Joseph of Arimathea, one of Jesus' disciples. Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 60, Luke chapter 23, verses 50 through 53, John chapter 19, verses 38 through 42. This was done quickly because the Sabbath was about to begin. The morning after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene and other women returned to the tomb with spices and ointments to more thoroughly anoint and embalm Jesus' body. What did Mary Magdalene and the other women find when they came to Jesus' tomb? See Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 4, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 4. Note that the Joseph Smith translation of Matthew chapter 28 states, as Luke does, that there were two angels. See Matthew chapter 28, verse 2, footnote 2a. What did the angels tell the women? See Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 through 7, Luke chapter 24, verses 5 through 8. What did the angels mean when they said, "He is risen"? Jesus had been resurrected. What does it mean to be resurrected? See Alma chapter 11, verses 42 through 45. See also Bible Dictionary, Resurrection, page 761. What blessings will we receive because of Jesus' resurrection? See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 22 and 50 through 58. Alma chapter 11, verses 42 through 45. We will all be resurrected and be given immortal bodies. President Howard W. Hunter said that the words, "He is not here, but is risen," Luke chapter 24, verse 6, contain all the hope, assurance, and belief necessary to sustain us in our challenging and sometimes grief-filled lives. In Conference Report, April 1986, page 18, or Ensign, May 1986, pages 15 and 16. How has your testimony of the atonement and the resurrection helped you through difficult times? What did the women do after the angels finished speaking? See Matthew chapter 28, verse 8, Luke chapter 24, verses 8 and 9. What can we learn from their example? Mary and the other women were the first of many people who saw Jesus Christ after he was resurrected. See also the second and third additional teaching ideas. Why do you think it was important that the resurrected Lord appear to earthly witnesses? See 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. 2. Two disciples on the road to Emmaus are witnesses of the resurrected Lord. Discuss Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Have the assigned class member summarize the scripture passage. Why were Cleopas and his companion sad as they walked along the road to Emmaus? See Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 24. What did the resurrected Lord teach them as they walked? See Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 27. How did the two disciples feel as Jesus taught them? See Luke chapter 24, verse 32. What gave them this feeling? The influence of the Holy Ghost. Invite class members to tell of experiences when they have received a witness from the Spirit while studying the gospel or hearing someone teach it. 3. The apostles are witnesses of the resurrected Lord. Read and discuss selected verses from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, Luke chapter 24, verses 33 through 53, and John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. What did the apostles think they were seeing when the Savior appeared to them on the evening of the day he was resurrected? See Luke chapter 24, verses 36 and 37. How did Jesus reassure them that he was a resurrected being, not a spirit? See Luke chapter 24, verses 38 through 43. How did Thomas respond to the other apostles' testimonies that the Lord had been resurrected? See John chapter 20, verses 24 and 25. How did he come to believe that the Lord had been resurrected? See John chapter 20, verses 26 through 29. How do we sometimes show the same weakness as Thomas? Elder Gordon B. Hinckley said, "Have you not heard others speak as Thomas spoke? Give us, they say, the empirical evidence. Prove before our very eyes and our ears and our hands, else we will not believe." This is the language of the time in which we live. Thomas the doubter has become the example of men in all ages who refuse to accept other than that which they can physically prove and explain, as if they could prove love or faith or even such physical phenomena as electricity. To all within the sound of my voice who may have doubts, I repeat the words given Thomas as he felt the wounded hands of the Lord. Be not faithless, but believing. In Conference Report April 1978, page 90, or Ensign May 1978, page 59. How can we more fully follow the Lord's admonition to be not faithless, but believing? John chapter 20, verse 27. 4. Some of the apostles see Jesus again at the Sea of Tiberias, Sea of Galilee. Read and discuss selected verses from John chapter 21. The resurrected Lord showed himself again to 7 of his apostles as they were fishing. How did they come to realize it was Jesus on the shore? See John chapter 21, verses 4 through 7. After they had eaten, what did Jesus ask Peter and the other apostles to do? See John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. How can we feed the Lord's sheep? What was John's reason for writing down some of the things that the resurrected Jesus said and did? See John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. How have you benefited from studying the scriptural accounts of Jesus' resurrection? Conclusion. Testify that Jesus Christ was resurrected, and that because of him, we will also be resurrected. Bear testimony of the strength and comfort that your knowledge of the resurrection has brought you. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. He is risen. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. Arrange for a small group to sing "He is Risen," hymns number 199, or "Christ the Lord is Risen Today," hymns number 200, at the end of the lesson. Or have a group of children sing Did Jesus Really Live Again? Children's Songbook, 64. 2. Woman, Why Weepest Thou? John chapter 20, verse 15. Point out that the Gospel of John is the only Gospel that contains an account of the Lord's appearance to Mary Magdalene just after His resurrection. Have a class member read aloud this account in John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Invite class members to share their thoughts and feelings about this event. 3. Other witnesses of the resurrected Lord. In addition to the many witnesses mentioned in the Gospels, who else has seen the resurrected Lord? Some answers are listed below. Stephen, Acts chapter 7, verse 55. More than 500 brethren. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. The Apostle James, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7. The Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 8. 2,500 saints in the ancient Americas, 3 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 8 through 15, and 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 25. The Prophet Joseph Smith, Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 17, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 through 24. Sidney Rigdon, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 through 24. 4. Scriptures about the resurrection. Several scripture passages from the Book of Mormon and the Doctrine and Covenants increase our understanding of the resurrection. Discuss as many of the following points as time allows. A. Jesus was the first to be resurrected. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 8. And because of his resurrection, all people will be resurrected. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 22. Alma chapter 11, verses 42 and 44. B. After Jesus Christ, those who receive a celestial glory will be resurrected first, followed by those who receive a terrestrial glory, those who receive a telestial glory, and finally the sons of perdition. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 96 through 102. When we are resurrected, our spirits are reunited with our perfected bodies, never to be separated again. Alma chapter 11, verses 43 and 45. The knowledge and intelligence we gain on earth will rise with us in the resurrection. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 18 and 19. E. The spirits of the dead look upon the separation from the body as bondage. Resurrection enables us to experience a fullness of joy. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 12 through 17, and verse 50. End of lesson 27. He is not here, for he is risen.